Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Michael Myers, Jerry Maguire, and Olin Thibodeau, here to talk about a fundraiser for the Festival of Words this coming Saturday at Cité des Arts. And I would say just talking about Festival of Words could take us the whole hour, Olin. Right. But we really have a festival of collaboration here coming together to help support, promote the Festival of Words. The collaboration is with Cane Fire Film Series and some wonderful poetry performances that have been put together. The film is Ferlinghetti, A Rebirth of Wonder. It's a documentary about Lawrence Ferlinghetti. And, of course, he was part of that beat poetry movement centered around San Francisco. And Jerry Maguire, along with Bernard Pierce and some others, have put together a wonderful evening of poetry reading that will take place as well. So let's start off talking about Festival of Words, Olin. Okay. And for those of our listeners who took place back in the fall, but for those people who don't really know what the festival is, tell us about that festival.
Okay, the Festival of Words is it will be in November, and this year's guest poets are Daryl Bork, Gennaro Keeley Smith, and Naomi Shihab Nye, and that is the three main poets we're having coming in. And the reason we're raising the money is well, we pay for the poets. Makes sense. And there's honorariums, hotels, travel to pay for. And during the year, we Patrice Melnick, who runs the Festival of Words, also does education with writing and workshops in public schools and community and public readings and all that goes on, also during the festival as well as during the year.
So it really is a festival that continues throughout the year,
yes,
encouraging people to participate, and it culminates with the Festival of Words during that long weekend with workshops and readings and
correct,
other activities.
Right.
But it is a pretty amazing festival, and she has gotten, well, the two of you work together. Patrice is your wife, and mm-hmm, you all have Casa Azul and Gran Coteau. You work very hard to get groups that might not be involved in literature and poetry
correct
to participate and understand that they can write poetry.
They can enjoy it as well.
Well,
we have many first-time readers and mm-hmm writers come mm-hmm and participate in the open mics. She started a series called Gran Coteau Voices, which features local Gran Coteau people and their stories from the past of growing up there and the changes that they have seen or experienced. And it's really wonderful. The families that come with the people who are telling their stories and such experience poetry after they get their time in the mm-hmm spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And many have not sat in a poetry reading before
right
in their lives. And it's quite enjoyable to see them appreciate it. And a lot of the poets who come to read are storytellers, basically. So they get to hear these stories and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Well, and it's fascinating to see the poets that you have attracted to this festival. I know you're very excited that Naomi Shihab Nye will be coming.
Yes,
and
she is world-renowned.
Absolutely. So this fundraiser is to help with the efforts of that festival
correct
throughout the year, and especially to bring some of these poets
especially
to
for the
festival
expenses of the festival, four-day festival in November.
Right. So you have put together this fundraiser that centers around poetry, a film about a poet that many
yes
people know for an array of reasons than just his poetry, Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Michael Myers is the director of the Cane Fire Film Series. He started it last year and have created quite a following. People have come to expect to see films that they would not otherwise get to see, or they'd have to travel quite far to see as well, both documentaries and narrative film. And you have also been lending your talents to various nonprofit organizations to help them in their efforts to bring arts to our community by sharing your film series with them.
Yeah, right. When I find a film that can be tailor-made to an organization, I contact that organization and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And bring the movie in. I'd seen a film over at the Casa Azul last year called When the Drum is Beating, which was really good. And when I saw that Ferlinghetti was coming out, I thought of those guys because they're poets, and do performance, and we got together and said this might be a good idea to do a little fundraiser for the festival, and that's how it happened.
All right, and it has since expanded, bringing in some poets from this area. Jerry McGuire, who is in creative writing in the English department here at UL Lafayette, a poet, published several books, and knows quite a bit about the Beat poets. So he's brought his talents and knowledge into this collaboration as well. So it's going to be quite a packed evening, and maybe, Owen, you can just run down the schedule very quickly, and then we're going to talk more about the poetry that we'll hear and this fascinating film.
Okay, the Beat poetry performance will start at 7, and the movie will begin at 8. Now, along with that, we have a silent auction, and food will be available for purchasing. And some of the items that are up for auction is 2 quilts, art glass by Karen Bork, acrylic painting by William Turley, painted gourd by yours truly, fused glass lamp pulls by Geraldine Laverne, fish recycled art by Trish Ransom, and 2 tickets to the musical In His Grace, donated by Cetatis Art.
Which
and
is
all
an
this
original
will be
play.
At mm-hmm. Cetatis Art, yes, that evening.
So those silent auction pieces will be available starting at 6 o'clock, so people can get there early and
sure.
look at those.
Absolutely.
And then at 7 o'clock, I believe, the poetry starts. So let's talk a bit about this. Jerry, I think many people in our audience have heard the word beat poet. But tell us just a bit about that. I'm sure our image, conception of that probably has wide gaps in it. So give us a sense of who they were and why we use that phrase, beat poetry.
Yeah, well.
I know this is a big question.
Like, the beats. trying to define the beats is very unbeat. These are basically rascals who came out of World War II. You know that most of them, if you look in an anthology, were born around 1926, 1927, 1928. So that put them often in the war. Sometimes merchant marines. Sometimes. Like Robert Creeley, a conscientious objector who worked in an ambulance unit. They were the kinds of guys who came back and saw social kinds of pressures to conform dominating the sort of fabric of society. And I think that any of them would say that tendency to conformism led them to a kind of extremity. And they were extreme in all sorts of ways. They were extreme in experimenting with drugs, alcohol, fast living, bizarre behavior, unusual religions and philosophies. Many of them were college dropouts. Others were sort of college phonies or college hanger-ons who just sort of hung out around people like Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs at Columbia. So they were sort of mavericky guys who and it was a men's club. It was really mostly guys you sort of took the sense of being avant-garde, being anti-conformist, being the sort of being born into the world after World War II, made America their happy hunting ground. They're touring back and forth from often Massachusetts, Cambridge, New York to the Mountain States and to San Francisco, which around 1955 or so, something emerges in San Francisco called the San Francisco Renaissance, largely officiated over by Kenneth Rexroth and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. And, the thing is, I think if it happened in New York, you were a beatnik. If it happened in San Francisco, it was a renaissance. So we've got this sort of span that goes between those two things, and we're going to try to live it up.
Well, you mentioned a few names. You've mentioned Ginsberg and Rex Roth and Ferlinghetti, and a lot of those names end up in poetry. It seems to me like a lot of poets since those generations have made references back to them to try and be a part of their aura. You'll often hear them mentioned in songs or poems. And who are some of the other names that we should know and probably do know? Maybe not poets. There were fiction writers.
Yeah, well, you know, the sort of New York beats, the guys who often either came out of college or came out of the service and hung around Greenwich Village and hung around Columbia University were Ginsberg and William Burroughs. And they hung around with a lot of lowlifes, you know, who were themselves kind of happy-go-lucky, often drug-addled hipsters in the New York City scene. Herbert Hunky was one. They gradually sort of attracted people like Kerouac. Like I say, it was a kind of nomadic group, and they would go where their noses and good times led them. And some of them wound up sort of spinning off and going to Black Mountain College in the Carolinas in the 50s. And others went to San Francisco and just sort of were drawn into a very rich poetry environment there, largely overseen by Kenneth Rexroth. He was a kind of older figure. And Ferlinghetti, who Michael will say much more about this, but was a real kind of impresario in opening City Lights books and in starting City Lights Press. Ferlinghetti was a lot more than a poet. And a much solider person in many ways. Lots of the beats were really shaky characters who just tried to hold it together. You asked for some names. Gregory Corso was another great early beat. A fellow named Leroy Jones, who changed his name to Amiri Baraka and became a very, very important poet in the Black Arts Movement, Black Poetics Movement. Robert Creeley, who was an old teacher of mine, actually. And then some few women who managed to get in by the guards. Denise Levertov is a great poet from that generation. And a slightly older woman, born probably 10 or 15 years earlier than most of the beats, but who they just were fascinated by. They loved her. She was cracked and really quite wonderful. It was named Helen Adam. And there's going to be a wonderful, wonderful poem by Helen Adam sung Saturday night.
How would you characterize, and it sounds like there's a wild variety of writers, even though they're all characterized under the name Beat or San Francisco Renaissance, what characterizes their poetry? Or is there anything, really?
Well, they tend to be very plain spoken. They tend to have a sort of neo-prophetic feel, that like they're like Old Testament prophets come to life in, you know, 1950. Ginsberg sort of felt the blood of Walt Whitman flowing through him, and through Whitman the blood of William Blake, and through William Blake the blood of the Old Testament prophets. And he believed that. He really believed he could just sort of, you know, channel those kinds of things. The general sense of being outsiders functions importantly in their poetry. The sense of their preoccupations with Buddhism, for instance, turns up in Ginsberg. It turns up in Gregory Corso. It turns up in Kerouac. Beautiful, beautiful poems by Kerouac in his book Mexico City Blues, mm-hmm. that are really inflected with You know, as the beach would say, you know, Buddha spirit.
Mm. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, becoming fascinated by what you're saying. We're talking about the Festival of Words fundraiser that's taking place this Saturday at Cité des Arts. It's a wonderful collaboration between those who put together Festival of Words, my guest Olin Thibodeau here, and Cane Fire Film Series, Michael Myers, who's with us, who will be sharing the film Ferlinghetti, A Rebirth of Wonder, and Professor Jerry McGuire from the UL English Department, who will be reading some of this beat poetry that was centered around the San Francisco Renaissance and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. So we'll get back to the schedule a bit on Saturday evening. But who's going to be reading poetry? That's going to take place at 7 o'clock before the film.
The virus has spread. William Burroughs said language is a virus. We've got Bernard Pierce, just a wonderful, wonderful poet, musician, sort of true beat spirit here in Lafayette, is going to be doing some things. Francis Pavi, you know, everyone knows, a magnificent artist. It also turns out to be a pretty crack bass player, and he's going to be there. A woman from the graduate program in English from here. Billy Tadros, we've sort of charged her with, you know, digging into people like Denise Levertov and Helen Adam and finding some stuff that will really blow you away. It's going to be really fine. And so there'll be some, you know, some – we'll all do some reading. We'll all bang away at some instruments or something. You've got to understand that the Beats were inspired amateurs, and they didn't really trust – high proficiency. They liked that feeling of being immediately connected with their crowd, not only in terms of their proximity and their physical presence, but in terms of their abilities.
Well, I think that's something people are going to pick up in this film that Michael has brought for all of us to see. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the film is called Ferlinghetti, A Rebirth of Wonder. And there are so many clips of the beats that Jerry mentioned in this film, old footage of them playing some music, reciting poetry, and gathering together in their happenings. Tell us about this film, Ferlinghetti.
Well, believe it or not, I'm not a poetry guy, or wasn't a poetry guy for a long time, and now I'm kind of getting into it, especially when I've gotten into YouTube and started listening to some Ferlinghetti poems, and now I'm about to jump on the bandwagon, because for years I read novels, and I mean I'd put off reading On the Road forever and ever and ever, like, what's the big deal about this book? Okay, here's the, I think the 50th anniversary or something came out, and I bought the hardback copy of it and took a look at it and went, oh, okay, this is what it's about. This is why it's so amazing. And I was really blown away by just reading that book. But I think the film is one of those things that'll kind of open your eyes about not just the beats, because Ferlinghetti himself kind of said he wasn't a beat poet. He did write some beat poetry, but he's really more famous for kind of standing up to the government and defending Allen Ginsberg's book Howl, and he was arrested for obscenity,
for publishing and selling.
Yeah, for publishing and selling, and won. And that's one of his main claims to fame and one of his important deeds, you know, in American history. Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about, you know, he was in World War II and served in the he was on a mine sub chaser in Europe, and then was transferred to the Pacific at the end, and actually got to walk around Nagasaki after the atomic bomb, and was just really devastated by what he saw. And like a lot of soldiers, when they come back from war, they become radicalized by just how horrible it is. And one of the – I forgot who who was the African-American gentleman who calls Ferlinghetti in the film an old ass
anarchist. That was Mary Baraka.
Yeah, Mary Baraka. Yeah. And that's really kind of what he is. And he does see his poetry as a anti – what's the word?
anti-conformism, yes, anti-establishment. You know, I think that that was true. In general of the Beats, they all had a political side to them. Ferlinghetti is just a much more practical guy than most of them were. He winds up with several houses, you know. Most of those guys lived on the streets. A lot of them did. It's also the case that just being sort of nonconformist and anti-establishment meant that they sort of naturally opted into sort of non-traditional politics. And Vietnam, you know, those who didn't come back radicalized from World War One, when Vietnam hit, turned the Beatniks into hippies.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's what happened.
Well, and just seeing the footage in that film is fascinating. If you have any interest in historical footage and learning about characters, whether they're writers, politicians, journalists, there's just some amazing footage in this film that Michael has brought for the fundraiser this coming Saturday. That film is Ferlinghetti, The Rebirth of Wonder. My guests are here talking about the fundraiser for Festival of Words, which is this lovely collaboration of film and poetry reading and art that will all take place at Cité des Arts this coming Saturday. Olin Thibodeau, along with Patrice Melnick, run Festival of Words throughout the year. But this fundraiser is to help, particularly with the part that comes in November, and they're bringing some amazing poets to the Festival of Words. So maybe we can run down that schedule again, Olin, when everything's taking place on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday at Cité des Arts, which is 109 Vine Street. And I'll give you the number there. That's 337-291-1122 for tickets, which are $15 at the door. And Casa Azul's number is 337-662-1032. And the schedule is silent auction will start at 6, beat poetry at 7, the film at 8, and then after the film we'll decide who gets the art, who gets the highest on the art. Okay, and there will be sausage and tasso jambalaya by Pepper's Home Style Catering out of Orneville. There'll be carrot cake and drinks and snacks by Cité des Arts.
Sounds like great beat food.
Okay, one other thing is that student ID, with a student ID you can get in for $10 instead of
$15. All right.
And Christy at Cité des Arts said that parking can be at Rosa Parks Parking, which is off of Jefferson Street. And that's about two blocks from there because sometimes a little traffic downtown.
Yeah, and it's very light at that time, so
very
easy
light
to park and find your way over to Cité des Arts.
It is Art Walk Week this week, too. So.
That's right. So any of you heading down to downtown for Art Walk, you can
over.
Head on over to Cité des Arts and experience the beat poetry. And as Jerry was saying, there's some amazing people participating, reading this poetry, which is a part of our literary cultural history. And we're thrilled that you all are bringing this all together in support of a wonderful
thank you.
I don't call it revolutionary, but it kind of is what you all are doing up there in South St. Landry Parish to help support that. And we get to see this wonderful film for Ferlinghetti, The Rebirth of Wonder. The Beat Poets reading will be Professor Jerry Maguire, Bernard Pierce, Francis Pavi, and
Billy
Tadros. Right.
And let me recommend to anybody that if it's going to be too much of a shock to them to come and see the Beats on Saturday night, they should come to KRVS first and look in the big glass window at Cecil Doyle. You want to see what a beat is? We got the real thing here.
Well, and everyone hears him definitely playing all that incredible music. All right, our own personal beat here. You can give any of those places a call for more information, Cité or Casa Azul, or just show up 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7 to take a look at this art, which is a part of the evening. And then at 7 o'clock, the beat poetry will start. At 8 o'clock, we'll have the film, Ferlinghetti, Rebirth of Wonder.
Okay, and this function. You also can get through PayPal at Cane Fire Film Series, and also any film that Cane Fire puts on, which is this month. They also have another film. You can go through PayPal and buy tickets ahead.
All right, and Cane Fire is a great Facebook page because you can find out more about all of the films.
Right, yeah, we have everything listed, and we're at www.facebook.com/Cane Fire Film Series. We have this one, and then in a couple of weeks, we're doing a movie called Laura, which is a Australian-German film period piece set after World War II, which is I've heard is really good.
So we have two wonderful Cane Fire offerings this month of April. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the Ferlinghetti A Rebirth of Wonder, which is a part of the Festival of Words fundraiser this Saturday, Cité des Arts, starting at 6 o'clock. Yes. Everyone can attend. If you just want to take a look at the art down the street and then work your way on over to Cité, hear some amazing beat poetry, which we've kind of all heard about. Is anyone reading parts of Howl, Jerry?
I'm reading part of all.
Oh.
All right.
Don't bring the little kids.
And we promise there are lines in that poem you know, even though you're not sure that you know them. They're so much a part of the history of literature in our culture. So get to hear some great poetry, see some amazing footage of the beat poets and the Renaissance in San Francisco through this film, and also support poetry and literary events that are taking place in our own community, up in Grand Coteau, Arneville, St. Landry Parish. Festival of Words throughout the year, but this coming November, who are the poets who will be coming?
The poets are Daryl Bork, Gennaro Keeley Smith, and Naomi Shihab Nye.
All right. Well, help us bring those poets here and to make sure that the literary arts are thriving here in our community. Again, my guest, Olin Thibodeau, who with Patrice Melnick have the Literary Reading Series every month and Festival of Words in Grand Coteau, Professor Jerry McGuire, poet and professor here at the university who will be putting together the Beat Poetry Reading, and Michael Myers, who has founded Cane Fire Film Series, who will be supplying the film on Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Thank you all for your work and creativity and making
Thank
this
you.
Available to all of us.
Thanks, Judith.
Lesson 1. Basic hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
Well, dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig. It's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like, if you don't dig and you say dig... I dig where you're at. Like I'm the wrong cat, it's the wrong word. Dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.